Hi, this is a question for patient Levon Gilmer. L like Larry, A-V-O-N, N. There are two N. Gilmer, G like George, I-L-M-E-R. Date of birth, 10-23-2002. Date of accident, 3-12-2025. Date of services, 3-14-2025. The patient was involved in an automobile accident, and the chief complaint is severe pain in the middle back, lower back, left knee. Difficulty in walking. And some dizziness. History of automobile accident. Patient alleges that he was involved in an automobile accident that led to all of these symptoms. The accident happened on 3-12-2025 in a daytime. He was traveling with four other people, and in a car, his uncle was driving, Larry, and there were Desmond Brown and Dagnan Willis. He was a rear passenger on the right. The impact caused the car to be totaled, windshield was broken, and it was a rear-ending accident. It happened as follows. The patient reports that as much as he remembers, they were traveling near 10 mile on Evergreen. They were trying to make a right turn on 10 mile when they were rear-ended at a high speed. Their car was some sedan, and they were hit by a Yukon at 22 to 25 miles an hour. Their car speed was zero. The car is completely totaled. He was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. Airbag did not deploy. There was loss of consciousness for momentarily. It was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The injury is described as followed by the patient. He hit his head to the seat in the front and then headrest. He went forward and backward and had a whiplash. He passed out, but there was no laceration or bleeding. And the seat snapped and hit his left knee very badly and left leg that got stuck. He was pinned. He was actually looking down on the phone at the time of accident, so he do not have all the details. The patient went to the emergency room, Providence Hospital, for 2-3 hours. He was there. X-ray of the and CT scan of the head and neck was done and was found to be negative, and he was discharged on pain medications. Instead of presenting illness, patient denies any headaches. He has history of dizziness and confusion and ringing in the ear, but there is no history of vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, loss of balance. There is no history of incontinence of the urine bowel, no history of any blurred vision, spots in the vision, or loss of vision field. And patient has sleep disturbance and difficulty walking due to pain in the knee area. However, there is no associated weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, incontinence of the bowel or urine, no sudden anesthesia. There is some sleep disturbance which has been reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, the patient has now been complaining that his left knee is hurting 6-7, and the mid-back and the lower back are hurting. Mid-back is around 4, lower back is around 7. And he can walk with pain, limited 200 feet. He can sit okay, stand for 15 minutes, and he can sleep for 2 hours. These pains are present several times a day and are described as throbbing, aching, heavy, tiring, exhausting. Pain is from 2 to 6, and the pain is worsened by standing, walking, and improved by sleeping, lying down. and he reports of left knee giving out, the leg giving out, and although he has not fallen, the bladder and bowel incontinence is not present, no muscle weakness is present, and there is no radiculopathy, radiation, no neck pain is present, no headaches. So far, patient has had no treatment since the accident is just recent. Please review the records for system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, legal employment history, and personal history, as well as the ADS. Physical examination is as follows. This is a 17-year-old African-American male who is 6 foot tall, 145 pound, 6 feet tall, blood pressure is 113/73, pulse 74, pulse ox is 99, temperature is 98.1. Levon Gilmore. He is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, chorionicia. And sitting comfortably, and hydration is good. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severe, anxious, or lethargic. He has a good attitude and demeanor. Stress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with some pain and limping at the left knee. Otherwise, he is able to walk without any adaptive devices. The rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological examination. And in the musculature examination, we find that the left trapezius muscle and the paraorbital muscle from T5 to T12 is in spasm, the trigger points. However, the not too painful. Patient is able to tolerate it, doesn't want any injection. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation comes from the template. And spine tenderness is only from T5 to T12. There is a paravertebral muscle spasm in this area, bilaterally, more on the left side, with 2 plus hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal at forward flexion is 50, tension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, and rotation is 80. The lumbar spine forward flexion is 60, tension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, and rotation is 35. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain, cervical spine, Hoffman spine, the Lerma test, distraction test, total heart test are all negative. While the thoracic spine slump test is negative, Roos test is negative. In the lumbar spine, there is a positive straight leg raising test at 40 degrees. Cross leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Levinsky sign is negative. SI joint. The SI joints are non-tender. Standing flexion test, iliocompression test, distraction test, favor, and maximum test are all negative. Extremities, the examination of the left knee is the positive. Other than that, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal, with normal motor power, strength, and reflexes and normal circulation, both upper extremities and the right lower extremities. In the left lower extremity, only the left knee is involved. Physical examination for the left knee is as follows. The knee joint is quite swollen and tender. And there is a crepitus and grinding noise on moving the joint. Range of motion is 135 degrees of flexion. there is a possibility of a hematoma. The medial and lateral collateral ligaments are tender. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMurray sign, Steinman is negative, and patellar apprehension is positive. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 XXT, CNS are 41.1 and R42, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, ligaments M54.0. Spasm of the left trapezius muscle and paravertebral muscle spasm with trigger point. From T5 to T12. Thoracic spine M54.0 and 954.6 M51.26 S23.3 XXA. Lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, M54.16. 3.5 section. Okay. Plan of care is from the template treatment plan. It follows. The patient has not been provided any medications since he has no ID. And so it will be on hold until he visits again. Physical therapy, however, is ordered to affect the lower back and mid back where the muscle spasm is found for the left trapezius muscles and a hematoma of the left knee needs some therapy. He possibly could have a fracture of the upper left tibia. Traction massage is ordered. Is advised to use some ice. The disability for work, housework replacement, and transportation has been ordered. Is provided with a back brace and a tension unit to relieve the muscle spasm from the office to help him heal up sooner. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry use. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI, other imaging records, and past medical records, none are available. Interventional pain procedures. Patient was advised about trigger point injection to the areas of most painful region and the paravertebral region, and also at that left trapezius, patient declined. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, none at this time. DME, I already discussed. Education, yes. Follow visit in 7 days. Patient needs to bring his guardian. Direct contact is yes. Thank you.